What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to the voice note review of Chelsea 1, Fulham 2. First big example of Enzo Maresca's lack of rotation coming and probably biting him on the arse. As you can hear in the background, Fulham having a great time at Stamford Bridge. Rodrigo Muniz and Harry Wilson scoring the goals off the Cole Palmer's early opener, but not a day for Chelsea. Looking leggy, looking slow. Second half, all Fulham. They won the balls. They won everything they needed to. All the duels, all the challenges. Their first goal may be questionable with Pedro Neto going down injured in the build-up. But aside from that, a tough day at the office of Chelsea, but hopefully a big learning curve because that was simply not good enough. I'll hand you over to the boys. They're going to give you their thoughts on the game.
First real black mark or red flag, I think, against Enzo Maresca today. Just a bit behind the scenes on our group chat for the Chelsea Echo. We kind of have to give our subjects ahead of time. And I was sat there at 1-0, knowing that I was going to be speaking about the lack of subs and the game management. And then, of course, Fulham got one. And then 94th minute, they get the second and their first win at the Bridge since the 70s. Maresca's done a lot of great things, me and Louis, and I think most Chelsea fans have given him tons and tons of praise, rightly so. However, I think some of the worst game management I've seen at a 1-0 lead at the Bridge in a very long time. It was clear that game had turned long before Harry Wilson equalised and long before the late winner. The lack of subs is incredible, really. I think it's one of the most bizarre acts I've seen from a coach, given the time of year it is, given the injuries he's had, given the fact that it was clear that Pedro Neto was flagging even before half-time, and the way the game was turning. And I think that, unfortunately, today we saw Maresca as advertised in the worst possible way, a very dogmatic, safe, slow, repetitive style of play that wasn't really reacting to the game changing. And yeah, I think, sadly, the first real, I think, blow in a significant way to Maresca. And just a shame that the Christmas fixtures have been hampered a bit, because three subs over the last two games is simply not good enough.
Dan's right, a pretty difficult day for Chelsea when it comes to dealing with that result. And this is what Enzo Maresca had to say on the fixture.
Enzo, do you feel frustrated? Did you let that game slip away from you in the second half?
Yeah, especially as you said, for the way, probably concede the goal that we concede at the end, it's a bad feeling. Also because I said many times, when you cannot win, it's important that you don't lose. I think the first 15-20 minutes of second half has been the part that I didn't like, because we conceded too many transitions. And we knew that they are a team building for transition with Iwobi, Adama, Robinson, Jimenez. So first half, I think we controlled that very good. We score, we create chances. And then second half, I think we give them too much energy in the first 15-20 minutes. And then even when they draw after, I think we had some good chances with Marco Cucurella, with Jadon. But has been a shame. For sure manage the game in better because, as I said, we knew that they are very good in transition. It's difficult to find a team like them with so many players that they can run a lot. Robinson, Iwobi, Adama, Jimenez. And I think first half we controlled that quite well. Second half, the first 15-20 minutes, we didn't control that. It's a game that, for me, before you attack, you need to give passes, because that makes us together. And in the moment that we lose the ball, we can be aggressive. But if we want to attack with 1-2 passes, then we are stretched, we are open, and they can hurt us. It's a lesson that we can learn.
Speaking of lessons to be learned, there's only one place to go straight after Enzo Maresca's press conference and Dan's thoughts. It's time for you to get the numbers behind the game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Stat Shaggers.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Well, I think that's the first big red mark against Enzo Maresca's name. I think that's fair to say. But we'll go straight into stats. Cole Palmer obviously scored a really, really well-taken goal. Had no right to score. That's his 18th goal involvement this season. He's had 18 goals and assists in 18 games this season, and 51-51 for Chelsea overall, which is just absolutely ridiculous. And yeah, it did feel at times especially in the first half. Like, it was Cole Palmer FC, had a couple of other sort of half chances, which he didn't quite, you know, get a proper strike on, which were comfortably saved by Bern. Leno, second half, early on we pressed well, had a good chance from Enzo. But other than that, it was really, Fulham were just a better team, to be honest. And, well, you know, the striker position today was a question mark for me. Nicholas Jackson, and then replaced by Christopher Nkunku, completely struggled, really, against the back three of Fulham to get any foothold into the game. And both actually only had one shot on target each. Nkunku's was a very good strike late on, that nearly got an equaliser, but a good save, again, from Leno. I think a big problem, position, well, the wingers today, between them only one successful cross into the box each, and both played a full 90, which was weird with Raul Felix sitting on the bench. And I think the problem position we've spoken about all season, Robert Sanchez in goal. Once again, he's definitely partly at fault for that winning goal for Fulham. I need to look back and see it again. But 18 passes from 31 completed today, as your goalkeeper, is really not great, 58%. I really would like a change there. I really would.
It's really interesting what Tom was saying there about the wingers playing a full 90 minutes today. And a big question was asked of Enzo Maresca, given what Dan and Tom have both said about the lack of substitutions and the lack of options. Enzo was asked that very pertinent question. Is he happy with his squad?
Yeah, but especially I tried to make change. Since we start, you know that we try to make change. When we see that the ones that they are playing, they are not doing enough. But even tonight, if you have to make a change for change just because you want to change. But I think tonight, the ones that they were playing, they were doing very good. Even Nico, but probably because he was sprinting a lot, he was a bit tired, so we decided to change. But the rest, I think, Pedro, until the last minutes, was doing well. Jadon was doing well. Cole was doing well. Moy and Enzo, both very good. So, change for change, I don't think worth it.
So, a tough pill to swallow. Fulham getting their first victory at Stamford Bridge since 1979. God, that's a long time. But, you know, all things must come to an end. A great bald man at Manchester United once said, but our bald man is still better than him, and we are very happy with that at the Chelsea Echo. Onwards and upwards, a lesson learned on Boxing Day, and that's what Christmas is all about. So, go back to enjoying your leftovers. Make sure that you're in a food coma and you don't sound too much like me in my coma whilst I'm stuck in bed with the lurgy. And I'll see you guys for the next one. Ta-da!